Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Crypto Rabbit Hole. Today, we're SciTech Drew Foreman from Cowen Digital, who's leading the crypto effort there. Drew, welcome to the Crypto Rabbit Hole. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Alex, and happy 17th birthday for your listeners.
Thank you so much. So just to start, would you mind running us through your background leading up to your involvement with Cowen Digital?
Sure. I started my career in 2004. I was actually an intern on the J.P. Morgan derivatives desk in 2003. I was a physics major at Yale before that and grew up in Westchester County in Harrison, New York. I went to Harrison High School. So I've been doing derivatives for 17 or 18 years. And honestly, no one asked me to be on a podcast to talk about the VIX. So now that I've been in crypto, there's been a lot more interest to talk. So it's certainly a much more exciting asset class. And I'm excited to be part of it. For the last 5 years, I've been running the derivatives and ETF desk at Cowen. And in 2020, after probably 2 years of pitching my boss, Dan Charney, who's the co-president of Cowen on trading Bitcoin options, we decided to really dive in and start looking at how we can offer crypto and digital to our institutional client base. So in 2020, we formed the Cowen Digital Working Group towards the end of the year during the pandemic. And that quickly grew to 40 or 50 people spanning legal and compliance, trading, sales, investment banking, and some of our technology people. From there, we spent the better part of 18 months figuring out the regulatory landscape, assessing vendors, looking at trading systems. We decided to build a completely in-house tech stack, which includes an internal OMS. And from there, we process all of our trade flows, as well as the money flows, and all of our internal trading systems. Fast forward to 2022, we've been live for the last, call it 6 or 7 months, trading with clients. We're one of the only, if not the only, top-tier investment bank that's trading tokens. I think it's really important to note that we created a separate company, Cowen Digital, which is still under the Cowen umbrella, but it's outside of the broker-dealer. I think the reason you're not seeing a lot of these institutions lean into crypto in the way that we are is it's very complicated from a regulatory standpoint, and you cannot trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, which aren't classified as securities inside of a broker-dealer. So we're live now. We've onboarded many clients, and we're really hoping to offer almost everything that Cowen does on the institutional and traditional finance side in crypto.
Sounds awesome. So just diving a little deeper into, I guess, what you started to say, what would you say makes Cowen different than your competitors? Like, what's your advantage?
So Cowen is really sort of a startup culture within a larger organization, and we certainly punch above our weight. You know, Cowen is top 10 investment bank, even higher in the U.S. The derivatives desk when I joined, wasn't in the top 20, and in the past few years, we've certainly broken the top 10 and are one of the largest trading desks on the street. But the culture here is really entrepreneurial, and it's not just within the markets division, it's within compliance and within legal and within our tech teams, where everyone really wants to lean in and to do things that others aren't. So biotech in the early 2000s, Cowen is certainly one of the top players and has been for the last 10 or 15 years. Cannabis earlier, 5 years ago, Cowen was one of the earlier banks to lean into the space, and we're certainly top in trading and banking in that space. And similar in digital, what was a complicated roadmap, we were able to bring together all the different areas of the bank and the senior leadership and all the different areas that allowed us to really lean into a space that others aren't, because it's complicated. And I really think that's why we have this first mover advantage. It's a combination of the culture being lean, but also having a large enough organization to be able to put all the pieces in place.
Awesome. That sounds good. So just switching gears a bit to get more into crypto. So over the past few months, when crypto's kind of been like slowing down and not doing as well as it once was, Did it ever make you reevaluate your decision to get involved in it? Like, did you ever second guess yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly been a trying time for a lot of our partners in the space. And you know, as part of the bull market, it was really easy to hide. And a lot of firms were successful. And you saw incredible valuations and up rounds and, you know, dozens of unicorns being valued in the space. And then as the market turned sour, you really saw a lot of people get in trouble and firms go under, and you saw the underpinnings of what was, you know, a few months bear market, or what people are calling the crypto winter. I really believe in blockchain technology and blockchain as an asset class. And I you know, long-term, I'm super bullish on everything that the industry is going to do. You know, and as long as there is a market for this, Cowen Digital is going to be successful. So where our competitors really sidestepped and didn't have the right risk tolerances in place, they didn't have the right processes and procedures, we have the experience of a 100-year investment bank, and we're being super methodical. So we're spending, you know, a year building out all of our systems to look at nonlinear and 24/7 collateral management. We have built out a lot of the infrastructure, and a lot of the things that was going on in the space were super under collateralized lending, or even no collateral in terms of the lending market, as well as, you know, not the best counterparty risk management and systematic analysis of what was going on, and we were never going to do. So it was almost concerning from a competitive standpoint, where the practices that some of the firms that now are declaring bankruptcy or have had large losses, some of their practices were just things that we weren't going to do. So in effect, as we're building, this is a huge competitive advantage for us. We've made, you know, probably half a dozen crypto native hires from these really robust crypto native firms that are having trouble now, and it makes a firm like Cowen Digital with the real infrastructure, you know, much more attractive. So we're building, we're in build mode, we're in hire mode, we're building out our lending and borrow capabilities as well as derivatives and swaps. Those will all be launched later this year. And I think the fact that we're being methodical has really been a competitive advantage. We're in this amazing bull run that we had, you know, call it a quarter ago. It was, you know, you were unable to sort of see who was best in class because it was really good for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So as you were kind of coming up on the crypto learning curve, as you were getting started, what do you think has been the biggest challenge for you to kind of understand and become comfortable with?
So, you know, I have a traditional finance background. I mean, if you look at yourself, you're 17 and hosting a large crypto podcast, a lot of the people in the space are super new and super young. So getting up to speed is, you know, something that is very important. I think, you know, I bought my first Bitcoin back in 2012 on a post-it note where I wrote the secret key down and wrote my friend a check for a few $100s. But the amount of protocols and technologies that have been introduced, and the amount of just pure data out there, be it on Twitter or Telegram or some of these other data sources, is immense. So trying to do my day job, which was derivatives, and now is fully running the team, as well as keeping up with all of the new information that's out there, has been certainly a challenge and you know, something I've been getting used to, but it's been super exciting. There's a lot going on outside of just the trading of tokens. There's a massive shift in the workforce, where a lot of these leaders in Web 2 are moving to Web 3 companies. So, you know, the leaders of gaming on the current systems are moving to Polygon and Avalanche and some of these protocols to build the next generation internet. And keeping up with that is also part of what we're doing.
So kind of a part two to that question, do your clients ever rely on you to kind of get them up to speed or to teach them about something they might not really be so informed about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our client base ranges from crypto curious to large asset managers that are 6 to 12 months out from actually deploying capital, all the way to super sophisticated quant hedge funds and crypto natives that have been trading on exchange for, you know, the better part of a decade. And what we're really trying to do is lead with thought leadership. So we have a digital data scientist, David Kroger, who leads our research effort. He publishes amazing deep dives on a lot of the protocols. He just published on Polygon. He published on ABAX. He is really a thought leader in the space. And what we're trying to do, similar to this format, is bring the thought leaders in the space to our clients. So we've hosted a number of fireside chats with the likes of Rahul Paul and Justin Drake from the Ethereum Foundation. We had the founder, John Wu of Ava Labs, who in conjunction with our deep dive on AVAX, did a fireside chat to our clients. And we have hundreds of institutional investors who are listening to these chats. So really trying to do really deep analysis on some of the intricacies of these tokens and protocols, but also be topical with news flow. We publish sales notes as well as trading notes and volatility analysis to keep up with what's going on in the space and the trading front.
Cool. So I feel like we hear a lot about, we hear a lot of people talking about how they're bullish on crypto. And you said also you're very bullish in the long term, but not always about all the risks involved. So maybe even with the goal in mind of not trying to scare anyone away that you might be talking to, how do you go about explaining to your clients what the biggest risks are in dealing with crypto?
So a lot of our clients are used to trading assets in traditional finance, so equities, credit, bonds. These have a very robust infrastructure with centralized clearing systems, and they're not used to the workflow in crypto. So crypto is a bear asset. It's super sophisticated, but sort of going back to like the 1900s, bear bonds or baseball cards. Whoever holds the secret keys owns the asset. So the custody and trading these assets is very different. So we're really trying to educate our clients on the risks of what's going on the importance of having robust custody from a licensed custodian, of trading with trusted counterparties. I think if you look at what happened with Celsius and BlockFi, a lot of these investors who were earning the deals didn't even know who their counterparty risk was, and educating them on that is super important. But the infrastructure is still nascent, and that's part of the genesis of Cowen Digital, where we wanted to have a trusted institution where Cowen's been around for 100 years and a lot of our clients have been trading with us for decades, where we can recreate that workflow for our clients and they can trust that we're going to offer things like post-trade settlement and no pre-funding and a single counterparty to trade with that didn't exist out there in the infrastructure.
So talking about kind of just, you know, the general population. So obviously the last few months haven't been good for crypto. Firms are blowing up. A lot of people are getting scared away. In your opinion, what do you think needs to happen to kind of get people excited about it again?
So I think you saw a lot of these longer beta plays or a lot of hedge funds that are long biased suffer losses or go out of business. You know, a lot of the asset managers who are collecting assets have seen a slowdown. But I don't think we're seeing a lack of interest in the space. You know, our team has been at the permissionless conference, the Bitcoin conference. We were recently at Consensus in Austin. And every fund, asset manager, endowment has formed working groups and has people looking at the space. So I would say the interest is there. You probably saw, you know, a 6 month slow down from investors who haven't dipped their toes in the space, but there's certainly interest there. So I think if you see a stabilization in prices, as you see regulation come, I mean, we're welcoming regulation, especially on a national level. Right now, crypto is regulated by the state. So trading crypto as a California client versus as a New York client is wildly different. And, you know, I'm not sure that should be the case. And from our standpoint, because we're taking the highest regulatory standpoint and we're also, you know, speaking with the regulators, applying both domestically and internationally for all of our money transfer licenses, clarity is important. So you are seeing some institutions probably more likely to wait for regulatory clarity. However, the interest is still there. And I think if we see some price stabilization, you'll see more and more come into the space.
Yeah, I agree. I think the interest definitely is still there. And historically, a lot of interest has been from, you know, like individual investors and, you know, just people trying to get in on their own. Do you think the next, you know, big trend or big leg with crypto will be dominated by institutions rather than individual investors kind of fueling the market?
I do. I think this is really the first asset class that began as a retail product and now is having it's delving into the institutions. You know, a lot of these other asset classes started with institutional and now with Robinhood and a lot of these other retail platforms is picking up on the retail front. And this is the opposite. So the infrastructure has been there for a number of years where the traditional finance market making firms and trading firms are already involved. And there's a pretty robust infrastructure on the trading side. If you look at, you know, the Luna collapse and some of the other sell-offs, despite being particularly painful for investors who had ownership, the system acts the way it should, right? There were forced liquidations. Bitcoin, Ethereum, they never went down. So I think the system worked and you're going to see more institutional adoption. But that's certainly one of the bull arguments for the next leg. I think also the next leg and the next bull case is also the user experience. I mean, if you're looking, you know, you're on TikTok or Facebook, you're not looking at what is the underlying code of TikTok and using it because TikTok uses C++ and you know, Instagram uses Python. You're just using it for a user experience. And frankly, the user experience is not there for institutions wanting to trade DeFi or wanting, you know, their own access to wallets. The user experience isn't there. You have to get MetaMask wallets or you have to go on chain. And as we're seeing more and more traditional finance players and traditional tech players get into crypto, the user experience will change and that will drive institutional adoption as well.
When you speak to clients, usually, like, what are you seeing the most demand for in terms of the crypto space?
So originally, you know, Cowen has a couple thousand open accounts and that was going to be our grounds to educate hedge funds and mutual funds and these asset managers into trading crypto, and a lot of those would be buy and hold strategies. We are certainly having those conversations. I would say a lot of the asset managers are close to trading. Some are 6 to 9 months away, but really exploring the space. And we're seeing hedge funds look at arbitrage strategies, look at long short strategies, and a number of these portfolio managers are actually spinning out to start crypto funds and begin to look at these technologies as you know, long short plays and ability to value them. What we're also seeing a lot of is interest from crypto native funds. So despite the downturn in the market, there are many market neutral and quant funds that have done very well, both in the bull run as well as on this bear market. And they are really using what Cowen has, not just on the crypto front and trading and digital, but also for all of the other traditional finance services that we offer them, from credit to cap global cap intro. And you know, our network of family offices and allocators, there's a lot of interest to interact with the crypto natives, and that was something that I wasn't expecting to happen so quickly because they're obviously years ahead of everyone in terms of their infrastructure. But it's really a good proof of concept that they fit into the Cowen network because of all the other things that we have to offer that wasn't there in the crypto space.
So the crypto rabbit hole, it's geared towards, you know, kids my age, teenagers, and, you know, helping them learn and just be a resource for them. So for kids my age, you know, high school age kids, how can we begin to prepare ourselves to get smarter in this space? You know, for example, if people wanted to pursue this in the future on their own or even as a career like you have.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I would look at the institutions really leaning into crypto. I think you know, Cowen has certainly been on the forefront, and there's some others that are, I guess, chasing us but not really touching the assets. A lot of these other larger places say they have initiatives and are not doing much. I think they'll be waiting until there's regulatory clarity, and most likely will be buying other firms to really get into the space. But the means of communication and processing of information that your generation uses is really very active in the crypto space. So Twitter and your podcast being an example of this is a great great space for it. You know, thought leaders like Roel Paul, like honestly, CryptoPunk 6529, which is like a persona just in the digital space, and he's a big person on Twitter. Like those are thought leaders in the space that I follow. But to just, I would say to just get started and get going, there's really no crypto 101 path that in 20 hours can get you from knowing nothing to knowing everything. I think you really have to dip your toes in and start experiencing it. So I would encourage everyone to open an account and start trading with a very small amount of money. Start buying some of these tokens, to start looking at what it looks like to lend out these tokens and what that actually means in terms of counterparty risk. If you're buying things like Solana or Avalanche, or eventually Ethereum, like look at actually the ability to stake these tokens and what does it mean to stake them and what does it mean to run nodes. I would get a MetaMask wallet and buy an NFT and participate in a DeFi pool, because I think when you actually touch and feel what's going on, it's super interesting. And, you know, to me, DeFi, which is, you know, something that Cowen Digital has plans to potentially offer to institutional investors down the road, that's probably a 2023 project. It's super elegant. And getting into like the actual math of AMM pools and DeFi and impermanent loss, it's really elegant. And I would encourage everybody to, you know, get a piece of paper, do it from scratch, go on, you know, what is DeFi 101? And there's a lot of, you know, YouTube and examples on that. And it's really just jumping in and not going over your skis about just how much money did I make buying XYZ token. It's more about the process.
Awesome, man. Well, I think we're coming up on our time, but I really enjoyed this. I think, you know, people can learn a lot from it. So thank you so much for coming. I know you, I'm sure you have a busy
schedule, yeah.
So I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. And yeah, if anyone, you know, is interested, you know, I'm on LinkedIn, Cowen Digital, certainly on LinkedIn as well as Cowen. So look us up, send me an email, and we have a great team. So we'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. As always, thanks for watching.